125.6 per contest. It's plus 10.6 for the home team of Deckerville. Defensively, though, it's much closer. Deckerville is in the near top at the 4 spot, allowing 15.3 points a game. But the Mayville Wildcats can do one spot better in the 3rd slot, with the 3rd best defense in the NCTL, allowing 15.0 points per game. So it's just a 3/10 in advantage for the Wildcats of Mayville. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they're confident in that line unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University and U.S. Senate Judicial Committee Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight sits at Deckerville, 16.5 points. Today is the 278th day of the year, meaning just 87 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, have you plans yet?
No, I have no plans yet, sorry.
Okay, well, you doing anything November 10th? How about that?
I don't know. I could be available.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll plan something. How about that?
Yeah, we'll plan something.
All right.
I got something in mind.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, I can't tell you.
Oh, you can't tell you yet. Okay, well, we'd like to say it's a long broadcast. We'd like to say hello and greetings to those listening to tonight's game worldwide via WLWSports.com, and especially those listening in from the Mayville area, which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. You ready for this?
Always. Bring it on.
Okay. Which, Dave, before there were cars in every driveway, if you wanted to get anywhere long distance, you'd have to travel by train.
Oh, that was that the question?
Train. No, that's not the question, but all right. My question to you, speaking of Mayville, in what year did the railroad reach Mayville, Michigan?
In what year?
In what year did the railroad reach Mayville, Michigan? You don't know this?
No, unfortunately, this is not up my alley. Let's go with 1840.
Well, that's a bit overzealous there. 1882, in fact. The village was founded by Dexter Choate in 1865. It'd be incorporated a few years later, but it wouldn't be until 17 years after being founded in 1865 before the steam engines would blow into town, 1882. All right, bonus question. The decades after the Civil War saw a massive expansion of Michigan's railroad network. By 1890, there was over 9,000 miles of railroad tracks in our state. Before the Civil War, not even 1,000. One of those new routes was the Pierre Marquette Railroad that went through Mayville. Of the route that went through Mayville, Dave, it began in Port Huron. Where did that route end?
Oh, geez, that is a great question. Let's go across the state over... how about Grand Rapids?
Well, it was Ludington, actually. Beginning in Port Huron, you'd head northwest through Brown City, Clifford, Mayville, Vassar, before going to the east side of Saginaw, continue northwest through Midland, Clare, Reed, Murray, Reed City, and end in Ludington. But right now, before we get to our final bonus question, let's listen in to our national anthem being performed by the Deckerville Eagles bands on the field right now. And now we're just 5 minutes away from kicking things off here from Deckerville, Michigan. But, Dave, let's get to that last trivia question. We're talking about railroads today. Very football-related. But for Deckerville, according to the 1897 railroad map that I was able to find online, their route also would take them, for the railroad through Deckerville, it would also take them through Port Huron and end in Almont to the south. But in 1897, how far north could you take the railroad route that went through Deckerville?
As far north you go, so up the thumb area, so I'm going to say you could go up as far as, you would, knowing you, I'm going to say you go as far as Harbor Beach.
Well, that's technically correct. It actually split after Ruth. It went separate ways. You could take a Y in the split. You could end up in Sand Beach because it wasn't known as Harbor Beach at that point, Or you could take it all the way up to Port Austin. And here's the best part. You'd go all the way straight up to Port Austin and take a hard right into the heart of Grindstone City. You get a little Grindstone. It was Boomtown at that point.
No wonder why you got caught up in this.
Oh, yeah. It was a great map.
I'm sure.
I got to tell you, it wasn't the weird part of the internet, but it was definitely the deep part once again.
Gotcha.
So,
All right,
Dave Hansen, back to football. What are your three keys to today's game?
Well, we're going to start with the road team. They've been very successful on defense. They need more of that. And when we're talking defense, stopping these Deckerville Eagles, avoid the big play. You cannot allow the Deckerville offense to have easy touchdowns or breakthrough touchdowns. This offense is banged up. This is your opportunity to keep them on the field and make this game as close as possible for as long as possible. And if you're Deckerville, weather the early storm. Mayville wants to come out early. They want to make a stop. They want to get on the board first and put a little panic into this home team. Mayville is certainly a respectable football team. And on the other side, Deckerville, when you have the football, you can stand the accelerator. This team would love to get out early, score some points. Right now, they're going to get the ball to start this game. They'd love to go down the field, score, get a stop, score again, get out to a comfortable lead so Coach Brown can get a couple of these guys off the field and rest them up for next week's game.
We're finding out our starting lineups for both squads, but current conditions in Deckerville, Michigan. Well, we have them here somewhere. Ah, it's all the way in the back, I think. That's where we put it. If not, it's overcast at the moment. Not sure what to do with it here, Doug. Doug Cole did such a great job with our weather forecast, and now I can't. Here we go. All right, we've got it. Oh, that's my fault. Current conditions in Deckerville, Michigan are 54 degrees with cloudy skies. They're calling for a 20% chance of rain this evening. We had a slight mist when we first got here. Nothing since. Winds are out of the southeast at 7 miles per hour and gusting up to 12. Visibility is at 8 miles. Barometric pressure is dropping at 30.04 inches. The dew point is at 49. It feels like it's 52 degrees out. The humidity is high at 86%. Sunset was at 7:04 this evening, and we're currently in a, I don't even know the moon phase. I didn't change that. But it's regardless, and safe to say it's a beautiful night for football. This is a hot mess right now, Dave. We'll figure this out. We'll get you that moon phase. I know people are waiting at home for it.
Well, I know it's killing me. No,
it's
the suspense
killing
is killing me, man.
I'm off
know.
My game right now.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. All right, the coin toss. Deckerville won the toss. He's elected to receive. Your officials tonight, a six-man crew. We have Brian Alexander, Scott Richards, Brandon Sweeney, Matthew Mychek, Gary Krause, and Andrew Taylor. Mind you, Matthew Mychek, we were calling that name last year for the Ubley quarterback.
Absolutely. A familiar face and love that he's given back and still a part of the game and being an official here tonight. And hopefully he enjoys it and sticks around and does it for many years to come.
All right, it's time for a short break. When we return, we'll have kickoff right here. From Deckerville, Michigan, it's the Mayville Wildcats are in town in week number 7.
Since Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and Mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit mooreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network as we are ready to kick things off in week number 7. The Mayville Wildcats on the road at the Deckerville Eagles, perennial powerhouse in eight-player football 2012. State champions under the direction of Bill Brown. And Dave, this just in, our moon phase waning crescent. Waning crescent moon phase. Now we can get the game started. All right, we don't need to delay anymore. Kicking off for Mayville will be number 54, Nick Caspers. He's a wide receiver, also defensive back. He's a tall glass of water at 6'2", 160 pounds. As Deckerville now onto the field, going deep back to bring that one in, it would be Carlos Ibarra, as well as number 21, Derek Snyder, the sophomore running back. Carlos Ibarra, a junior. Carlos, the younger brother of Cruz, beat up so far in this season with a knee injury from last season. He is dressed. He was actually one of the captains this evening. And he might be ready to go tonight. We'll see.
He tends to play quite a bit on defense, Clark, which is crucial for this team to be really good on defense.
And Mayville